What's fascinating about travelling in these conditions at this part of the journey, where we've come off the highway and have plunged into the city of Varanasi, is how even-tempered everybody is. Yes, there's a lot of blasting on the horn, but had this kind of crazy tangle of different vehicles taken place in many parts of the world, there would be a brawl now, a big open brawl in the middle of the city. But here they're used to it. People just patiently push on, looking for any tiny gap that they can move through. And they are, it seemed very skilled at that. They seem to be able to squeeze through at the smallest of gaps. And it's not just the number of vehicles, the big 4x4s, the modern cars that have come into India recently, cycle rickshaws which tow along two people sitting down in the back, or the motorbikes, the small cars, of which there's now an absolute multitude in India. It's also the condition of the roads. There are stalls and shops on either side which tumble into the space of the road itself. There are people walking along the edge of the road. It's difficult to avoid them. And the road itself is covered in potholes. There's a big white ambassador, sturdy as an outdoor shoe, like a kind of walking boot. Some yellow and green rickshaws, like little beetles pushing up against each other. A brand new small saloon car, and another, and then a guy hauling along two great bags of something, probably some form of cloth, I think. Interestingly, here you see a lot of women driving motorcycles, and the girls in the countryside that we've come through were invariably dressed in saris. Here you see girls in jeans. There's a couple of young girls there on a scooter, both of them wearing jeans, both of them with their heads uncovered, and a very thin man with a very fat stick trying to direct the traffic, which is the definition of optimism. The best vehicle, the most successful vehicle in these circumstances, seems to be the bicycle, just because it's narrower and the speeds of the traffic are so low at this stage, because the roads are so crowded and chaotic, that you may as well be on foot or on a bicycle. We're moving along at a snail's pace now. We arrived in this city half an hour ago and we've made very little headway. What a difference from the Grand Trunk Road that or the National Highway 2 that we've been travelling down. And what a difference from the Grand Trunk Road, I imagine, of centuries ago, when this vast array of motorised traffic spewing out fumes of various kinds and a lot of noise didn't exist.